Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, April 7th, 2024, the second Sunday of Easter. My name is Father John Jaska, the pastor of the Chatham Catholic family of parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. It was evening on the day Jesus rose from the dead, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciple told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." After 8 days, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Happy Easter, everyone. Jesus is risen. Alleluia. I'm sorry that this edition of the warm-up is quite late. And so by the time you hear this, you may have gone to Mass already for this second Sunday of Easter, or Divine Mercy Sunday. But I'm going to give you a reflection anyway, because the Gospel is fantastic. It's one that we know well. And this Easter season, it's just an opportunity of great joy. We had beautiful celebrations in our family of parishes. Many of them, many people came, and it was very busy, but very beautiful. The music, the decorations, the rituals, everything that was celebrated across our family of parishes truly were tangible, visible signs of the resurrection. So I'm thankful to the priests, the deacons, the pastoral ministers, the staff, the custodians, the decorators, all the different liturgical ministers, our musicians, our cantors, our choirs, all really made it an opportunity to see Jesus risen, to see his passion, death, to see his resurrection. And that we come to this gospel where Jesus appears to the apostles. And what does he say first? "Peace be with you." What powerful words those are, that Jesus brings peace. You know, the resurrection brings peace, brings clarity, brings joy. But immediately, you know, he says again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit." So right from the very beginnings of the resurrection, Jesus says, "You're being sent out on the mission that I was given by the Heavenly Father, that is now given to you with the power of the Holy Spirit." And what's that mission? To proclaim to the world that he's alive, that there is this way to live our lives, but there is this gift of eternal life if we follow the Lord. And so there's this commissioning, there's this sense of mission with the Easter joys of the resurrection. It's automatic, it's right there. And all through this Easter season, as it concludes with Pentecost, is that grace, that energy, that power for us to be those missionaries in our world today. And we have the scenario of Thomas. We don't know where he was. He gets kind of a little bit of a bad rap, doubting Thomas. Well, it was easy for the other apostles to say, "He's alive. We've seen him." You know, even, you know, in Peter and John, when they ran to the tomb, you know, they saw the empty tomb, didn't see Jesus. And Peter was wondering what was going on. John came to believe, you know, "He's alive. I think he's alive." And for Thomas, I think any of us would be there and say, "Well, I need to see him. I need to kind of, and I think all the apostles were trying to, you know, piece together and talk about all the different ways that Jesus talked about his death that was going to come and the things he taught, the things he did, how it led up to this. And I think they're starting to put the pieces together. But Thomas, out of all of them, says, makes the profession of faith, my Lord and my God. And we too look for Jesus. I mean, we're not going to see him, you know, kind of in the resurrected body. I think like some of, you know, Jesus appeared to certain people to show him that he's alive. But, you know, blessed are those who don't see him, but come to believe. And I think we do see him. We do see him sacramentally. We do see him in the gift of others. We do see him within our hearts, you know, and when we live out the gospel in our daily lives, he's around us. He's present. And it's a grace. It's a conversion that we go through to recognize his presence, because our faith is not based, on the empty tomb. It's not based on the scriptures alone. It's based on a relationship with Jesus, who is alive, who rose from the dead, who died for us. So it's a relationship. And so we need to be able to facilitate that friendship, to build that relationship, and we need to encounter him. Of course, in the gift of the Eucharist, in the gift of Sacrament of Reconciliation, I'm recording this on Saturday, had a lot of confessions this morning. Great ways to experience Jesus, to experience new life, to have a ray of the light of the resurrection here and now by the forgiveness of our sins. And it's that joy, and we need to look for those signs of joy, look for those signs of building that relationship with Christ through the gift of the church, but also through our service in carrying on as missionaries, as Jesus says, you know, as the Father has sent me, you know, so I send you, receive the Holy Spirit. You're being sent to proclaim love, to heal hearts, to save lives, to restore people to grace and light that only God can offer. And that's what we have to try to do in our families of parishes, in our dioceses, in our own lives, figure out what best way we can serve those who are in need, those who are in darkness, those who are suffering, those who are unknown, and do them together and be creative, be courageous. But we have to have that joy. You know, March Madness is happening, the college basketball, the women's and the men's tournaments, and there's this great joy as teams advance to the Final Four, into the championship. There's great joy. They're telling everybody, there's rejoicing and gladness, and the question becomes is, how joyful are we in the gift of the resurrection? How real is the gift of new life that Jesus offers to us? Is it a concept? Is it something distant that we're waiting for at the end of our lives? Or can we embrace and welcome and open our hearts to receive it now? And do we pursue that joy that never fades? And hopefully during that Easter season, as we are an Easter people, may we help each other experience, enjoy, and embrace the gift of the resurrection. God bless you, and we'll see you this weekend.